Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Janet Saidi. On this edition, three MU students that are operating outside expected boundaries. We'll talk to Josie Herrera, who is embarking on a genderqueer journey that definitely goes outside boundaries, starting with a role on this year's University of Missouri Homecoming Court. But first, two recent graduates from the Missouri School of Journalism didn't have to worry about finding a job after graduation. They just created one. Joanne Demkiewicz and Kaylin Ralph started The Riveter, an online magazine and quarterly print publication dedicated to advancing the voices of women in the industry. In their senior year, the two noticed that not one woman had been nominated for the industry ASME Awards, sort of like the Oscars of magazine journalism. KBIA's Abigail Keel sat down with Demkiewicz and Ralph to talk about The Riveter.
I'm Joanna Demkiewicz, and I'm a co-founder and co-editor of The Riveter magazine.
I'm Kaylin Ralph, and I'm also co-editor and co-founder of The Riveter magazine.
Kind of the last straw happened in March 2013. We attended a workshop that was sponsored by the University of Missouri School of Journalism. It was a panel of five writers that were featured in a new anthology called The Next Wave, which was an anthology that was supposed to showcase the next generation of great literary journalists. And in that anthology, there are 19 stories, and only three of the stories were written by women. And it definitely didn't go unnoticed that the anthology was lacking diversity. And also the panel itself was definitely lacking diversity. So we had a discussion about it. And basically, the end-all advice, to make a long story short, happened to be, you know, sorry, there was nothing we could do about it. Women, you should just go out there and just do it. We both texted, like, we're doing it, or let's do it, or something like that. And that very day, we went to Lakota Coffee downtown and sat down and created a WordPress. And The Riveter was born.
The response from women established in the industry has been overwhelmingly positive, telling us thank you for attempting to correct something that they've been, you know, up against for their entire professional careers. So that's been very uplifting for us, I think.
We're annoyingly optimistic about what we do and unapologetic as well.
The University of Missouri's homecoming is credited with making history, and this year will be no different as a student who self-identifies as genderqueer takes a place on the homecoming court. Josie Herrera is running for Mizzou's homecoming king, and KBIA Kate Grumke sat down with Herrera to talk about what that's like. Here's an excerpt from their conversation.
My preferred name is Josie Herrera. My birth name is Laura Herrera. I prefer they, them pronouns. And I'm running for Mizzou's homecoming king. So I identify as genderqueer, which is, it's not a category you see often represented in the media, so not a lot of people know about what it means to be genderqueer or know that it exists. But for me, it means I don't feel like I fully identify as a cisgender woman or a trans man. I feel like I can encompass both. But me identifying solely as a woman just doesn't fit quite right with me.
Then I guess the next logical question would be, like, when did you first come out with this identity, or how did you come to realize that this is where you fell?
I think I say that I kind of went through, like, a gender identity crisis this past January. It kind of started, and it was really strange and very, very confusing. You know, I've always had issues with body image, but they became, like, new issues with body image. And over the summer, I took an internship in Boston, and I went there and I worked for the whole summer. I didn't have a lot of pressure when it came to, like, you know, what is my gender identity? I can kind of take it slow. I can try out new things. I can try out new ways of expressing myself. And so that was very freeing.
So obviously, homecoming court and sorority fraternity life are set up in a gender binary. So how have you kind of been navigating that?
So far, it's really strange because I really rather not pick a, you know, one or the other, because I personally think that the binary is a little bit silly. You know, I don't think it's really a necessary thing to have. However, I, you know, it's either pick one or not be able to go through the process at all. And I really wanted to go through this process. I wanted to be able to represent myself. And I also really wanted to be able to represent different communities that don't always get represented. You know, I'm a person of color. I'm first generation American. Both my parents are from Colombia. I didn't know English until I went into preschool. And, you know, I want to be able to represent those communities. You know, I'm not excited about the fact that I have to pick a side, king or queen, that I feel more comfortable in one than the other, because I am a huge feminist. I, you know, strongly identified as a woman for a long time. And a lot of, you know, my sponsoring organizations, the Women's Center, I used to work there. I've done vagina monologues and done all those things. But I definitely feel more comfortable in the king category. I'm the shortest one, but I don't stick out like a sore thumb.
So what were some of the things that you talked about during the interview process or the selection process? Did you discuss your gender at all?
I made it very clear that the reason I was running for homecoming was because I wanted to represent communities that weren't represented. And I talked about those communities. I kind of like tried to make silly jokes about like, yeah, it's not every day you get like a Josie under the king category and stuff like that. Because I didn't want it to be like a scary thing for people to talk about. People just kind of went with it, which was surprising, but also really, really great.
So what do you think it means for the university that they kind of made this step?
I think people are just a lot more willing to have conversations and become educated. I think it's really fitting that we are the first homecoming, and now we get to be the first homecoming that does this. I think that's really cool. And to me, that's really special that I get to make this happen, because our homecoming has always made history. Don't be the person who's like, well, what are you? Be the person who asks, hey, like, can you tell me a little bit about your gender identity? I really want credit to be given to like all the people who even made this possible. And like, you know, if it wasn't for the fact that people started an MU Women's Center and an LGBTQ center, multicultural center, all those centers, you know, I wouldn't have even had a platform to start this. Starting organizations like Greek Allies and the Triangle Coalition, the university wouldn't even support a Triangle Coalition until the Supreme Court told us to. The only reason I'm able to do it and do it in such a positive way is because so many people have worked so hard before I was even born.
That's University of Missouri homecoming king candidate Josie Herrera talking to KBIA's Kate Grumke. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.